The Lobethal Lights events won't be going ahead this year in the hills, but Tailem Bend is dressing up its town, with locals encouraged to put up lights and decorations, and there are prizes on offer as well. Sandra Douglas, secretary from the Tailem Bend Christmas Parade, joins me for a chat. Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Jenny. How are you?
Really well, thank you. And you're maybe poised to become the next Lobethal.
Oh, we'd love to see that happen. We have light up Tailem Bend every year, and last year was just amazing. We had such a hard time trying to pick winners. So we would really love to really dress up the main street, or the highway in particular, and through the town and have people come through.
So
you're the Lobethal of the Mallee.
Yeah. So you're encouraging your residents to get into the festive spirit this year. You got some prizes on offer for the best ones.
Yes, we have prizes for the light decorations, and we're also encouraging people this year to do some sort of sculptures in their front yard. So it can be made with anything, whether it's metalwork, old tyres, anything they can come up with a Christmas theme, and there'll be prizes for that as well. So,
oh, great.
It should be a really fun Christmas.
When are we going to start seeing some of those decorations pop up?
Hopefully November, people will start to get enthused. We are hoping to go ahead with the Christmas parade this year. We haven't cancelled as yet, so we've really got fingers crossed that COVID will not interrupt it and we can go ahead with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully from November, people will start getting their sculptures out in particular. And as I said, anything to do with Christmas. So you can have the Christmas Grinch, you can have Snowman, you can have Father Christmas, whatever, and made of anything. We're looking for the most creative sculptures that people can come up with.
Oh, great.
And then we're having the separate prizes for the light. So we've got three prizes in each category, and that's $150, $100 and a $50 prize. So it's well worth
Do the residents need to register with you, or do you just go around and you can see that it's that's clearly the best?
Oh, we have our spies out and we'll be out driving around leading up to it. I think we have a couple of dates before the parade, a couple of weekends that we'll be out driving around. So people need to make sure they have their lights on and their decorations out and sculptures out. And good luck to everybody.
Absolutely.
We also like the businesses to really get involved. We have talked to some people about getting some hay, bales of hay, to do some sculptures with that. So it should be a really fun year.
Oh, fabulous. With me at the moment is Sandra Douglas. She's secretary from the Tailem Bend Christmas Parade. So if the parade does go ahead, as you are planning with, you know, COVID-safe restrictions in place, when will that be? What will the details be?
It will be on December the 12th.
Yep.
So we've got it booked. We've got all the entertainment booked. We've just got to make sure that we do everything within the COVID regulations, whatever's happening at the time. We will have to make a decision within the next couple of weeks on whether we can go ahead or not. But if we don't do the parade, we are planning some other event. So whether we have a smaller parade driving through the town or a concert in the main street or something, we'll be definitely doing something.
Oh, beautiful.
We can't let the kids miss out on Christmas.
Yeah, of course. No one wants to take Christmas away, by the way. Everyone's been so impassioned about the Lobethal lights. The lights will still be there, so, you know, we can still get some hope and joy this Christmas. And it looks like the cabaret is going ahead as well. Is that right?
No, we had to cancel the cabaret. It was getting a bit too difficult and the numbers just made it not viable.
Fair enough.
We've had to cancel that one, which is a shame because that's our major fundraiser. So if anyone can help out with fundraising for their Christmas parade, we would never say no.
Oh, good. Well, fingers crossed that the parade will still go ahead. Thanks so much for your time today, Sandra.
No worries. Thank you so much.